Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused
Man.
And first day, I want to start off by saying, shout out to Ukraine, man. I'm praying for y'all that the devil will stop. That the world can come to some type of peace with Russia, Putin, however you feel. People get hit with bombs. Like, stuff, that's stuff that you can't prepare for. I feel like that's unfair. Like, people and civilians are getting hit with bombs and all they got is guns. Like, that's crazy. But, hold on. Switch the mic to the other ear. Y'all know I always do this podcast thing on the move. So, today's topic, though, is I want to talk about something that involves a lot of my life. I want to talk about cannabis, y'all. Weed. That's what I want to talk about. And what I want to say is, I just want to talk to y'all like y'all here with me right now. How do y'all feel about smoke weed? How do y'all feel about the different strands? Like what they do for you? And then also, I want to know how do y'all feel about the cons. It is, it's pros and cons of everything. My perspective, I feel like weed is a must for some people in the world. What I mean about that, but what I mean about that is like some people really need it. Some people wake up, nerves be already shot. But then, you know, you got some people that smoke.
And
their body, like, enters the next level, as I call it. They will be doing some type of sport, right? And they will extend their limits of whatever they're doing. Like, they might be playing basketball one day. Hit the blunt before they get on the court. And then just because of that blunt, they really feeling like they Michael Jordan out that bitch. Like they was already a dunker. They was flying. But now when they hit the blunt, they jumping somehow, some way, they jumping extra high when the whole time they really just jumping the proper way they should have been jumping. But being that they hit that blunt, you know, it's kind of helping them get their footwork right to jump higher. And I ain't saying this work for everybody. Don't get me wrong. Because, of course, you know, there's a ton of millionaires out here. Most of them don't even smoke weed. And that's a proven fact. Most millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, whatever, they don't smoke weed.
But then they had the other half of the billionaires, you know, that actually smokes weed and they make money while they're either high or they sell weed or in some type of weed business. There's so much different types of weed out here. So many people is getting into that industry. Like me personally, if this podcast get to, let me see. If this podcast gets to 150 plays, I'm gonna drop another podcast explaining to the stock that I invest into. That, which is, it has to do with cannabis, but it's not for the growers. It's for the land that the growers are growing on. I repeat, I'm investing into a stock for the land that the growers are investing on. For 150 plays, I do a whole podcast explaining it, explaining to y'all how to get it, explaining to y'all did it benefit me yet, did I make any money off of it, all that. But anyway, back to what I was saying. What I mean is, of course, you know, the world is getting hit to it. The government is also getting hit to it. There's nothing they can do about it. Yeah, I get more focused on the hard stuff, like the hard drugs, the white drugs. Yeah, I can hear that they're being legal. So they can get, of course, they can get their portion of it. They can sell how they want to sell it, or take it off the streets. But there is a bad situation. I feel like the government is really can't do so much, because weed is already legal in places like California and etc. You know, it's like how y'all present these places that we ain't even gonna get too far to that far. We gonna stop that part right there. And actually, what I mean about the cannabis now, where I'm at, they gave us permission to grow our own plants, but we only can have four. Some people in there, you know, some areas just not getting into this. Me personally, yes, I'm grown. Sweat a lot. Yeah, that gets you nervous. start hitting the blunt. Say no to tobacco. Say no to other drugs. Crack and all that other green pills. Some pills is that bad. Me personally, I don't pop pills. I just got the QBO. It's me at that 10 minute marker. Like I said, hope y'all enjoyed this conversation. We will be continuing this topic. Goddamn. When I get off work, you're probably gonna roll me up something. You know? Got something in the cut. Some good shit in the cut. You know? But like I always said, man, I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Like I always freaking say one more time. If you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy. Stay focused, man. Peace. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another podcast. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy. Stay focused, man. Tonight, I wanted to touch back up on this cannabis talk. I got a couple things I want to say, basically, as y'all hear it. I can hear it in my voice. I am touching Pluto right now. Alright. But I wanted to put y'all on game for the people that do listen to this podcast. And let y'all know that I have found a new leaf to smoke out of. And get them on Amazon. They're called palm leaves. Supposed to be natural leaves. Basically come pre-rolled. I was questioning it at first. Because, you know, it get tiresome always going to the store to buy Rellos, Backwoods, Papers, whatever you want to say. So, I took it upon myself to get on Amazon and find me some cigarillos, and that's what popped up. They call palm, king palm leaves. You get little minis, regulars, king size, all that. But look, I got the .5, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big, I'm saying blunt smoker. Give me a little bit of weed, I'm good. I got the .5s. They came good, y'all, with the filters in it. Yeah, it made me forever. Yeah, basically a .5 put in the grinder and stuffed it up. Smoked it, y'all. It was straight. Well, check those out. I believe they're called palm leaves. Get on Amazon, type in cigarillos. The cigarillos you see in the bag, they call palm leaves, something, those are it. Try those out. Promise you will not get mad. So, what do I do if I don't have no more palm leaves? That's what I ask because I'm ordering from Amazon. You can get raws from the store anyway, but I smoke raw papers, so I like raw cones. I really don't like rolling my own papers, so I get the cones. Can I roll papers? Kind of, sort of. I have a rolling machine. And, yeah. So, when you're low, you know, all you need is a .5. Man, them palm leaves, what it is. But if you got a little extra, or, you know, you got a smoking buddy, or you want to just, you know, impress the other person you smoke with, girl, you know what I'm saying? If you want to impress the girl you smoke with, roll the papers. If you want her choking, you know what I'm saying, off the smoke, off the gas, she will choke more off the palm leaves, but will get higher off the papers, I believe. Just let her smoke most of it. But that's, maybe, you know, I'm trying to talk to y'all, and that's why the palm leaves got me zooted right now. Got there, feel like I'm in there. I feel like I see that. It's a dinosaur. Now, let me stop messing with y'all. But yeah, I just wanted to talk to y'all about them products right quick. I have a cannabis part of my podcast. And, you know, I'm still learning this podcast thing, trying to find myself, see what y'all like, how y'all like me to talk, or what version of me y'all like. So, sad for that though, man. I wish y'all the best and keep supporting my podcast. I'm gonna keep giving y'all the
as mushy as I can, much talks as y'all can. I'm trying, you know, trying to make something out of nothing, y'all. Peace. Hey, y'all, welcome back to another podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused, man. You know, I just wanted to touch back on the topic of just doing something that makes you happy. Like me saying, you know, there's a lot of jobs out here where you can make a lot of money. What I mean by that is there are jobs out here you can either do stuff that makes you happy, give you the freedom you want to make a lot of money, or you can do something that you just get into it because you know you can make a lot of money for it, and you just be unhappy. I mean, you're going to be kind of happy while you got the money, but for the most part, you're going to be unhappy because you still haven't got to the goal you wanted to get to. So, it varies on basically the way your mind is trained, I should say. If you grow up in society today with most parents and most kids, well, no, this new generation is catching on to it, but I'm 32. The generations from me and like under, for the most part, is still stuck to the regular system. Like, I don't know how many kids actually listen to my podcast or how many grown-ups listen to it, but for y'all that do listen, think about this number. How many people in the world actually will be happier being their own boss? That's the first one. Then, how many people actually can start their own business, have the talent or the equipment, but keep discouraging themselves in the world? Or how many people do you know? It's probably a lot. That's the problem. Why? I ain't just say the whites, but a lot of other companies are, I said companies, a lot of other people are doing like YouTube, like I'm on Anchor, I'm on YouTube, y'all. I'll try to put the link in the bio. I'm gonna set up my link right now, that, because I plan on trying to podcast way more. Yeah. I think that's what I was meaning to say though. Like, don't force yourself to get into something that you know that you're gonna hate in the long run. It's not gonna be worth it to you. I promise you that. Make the right investments and the right type of situations to make yourself happy. Whatever that investment might be. Smoke to keep you happy and calm, energized, or what? Find something that makes you happy. And now, this is the most important part about this. This is the reason most people chase. A lot of people are working 9-to-5s. And, you know, they're paying their bills. Some making more than others. But I promise you, it's not. It will never be, at this day and age now, it will never be how much you make.
It will always now be
how much you keep. If you make $2.50 a day, you should be able to at least throw 50 cents to the side. Even though 50 cents not nothing out there, but y'all know what I'm saying. Always be working on your emergency fund, no matter what, people. No matter what. And just know, people are always going to try to critique everything you do, no matter if it's good, bad, whatever.
they feel like it's not right, they gonna have something to say. It's just facts. You can't make everybody happy in the world. You can't please everybody. Ain't everybody gonna please you. I'm gonna leave it at that though, man. I think I done got everything off my chest about that topic. I hope y'all enjoyed it. And like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. Lay up.